Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Okay, summer's almost over, so let's make this week Bro Movie Week. There's an action thriller about a driver who wants to get from here to there. A documentary about three mountain climbers who want to get from the bottom to the top. And a romantic dramedy about a guy who wants to help a woman he just met to get home. Before We Go, directed by Chris Evans. Nick, played by Chris Evans, is a bearded busker who's playing his trumpet in Grand Central Station. He's in New York City for an important audition the next day, the chance of a lifetime to join a famous jazz band. But he's dogged by memories of a long-lost love. Brooke, played by Alice Eve, is a well-dressed woman in a hurry. She wants to get back to her home in New Haven as fast as she can, and if she doesn't get there in time, big trouble. The problem is, she missed her last train, and she's penniless and without any ID. Her purse got snatched in a bar that night. So, as the station is closing, Nick goes out on a limb for her and says he'll help her get home. At first, she's cold and standoffish, but soon realizes he's her only chance. And so they step out into the scary streets of New York City, the city that never sleeps. Over the course of the night, they find themselves in a dangerous den of thieves, performing on a stage at the wrong wedding, and running into lost loves at a party. Will Brooke ever tell Nick why she has to go home? Will Nick find closure with his own relationship and have the two of them forged a new friendship or possibly a lasting romance of their own? Before We Go isn't terrible. It's just okay. More meh than anything else. The plot is uninteresting and predictable, and the characters are mediocre. Chris Evans is Captain America, right? So I guess this is his first try at directing a movie. Nice try, Chris. Try again. I've seen Alice Eve in a lot of TV shows and movies, but she's unremarkable in this role. If you really need to watch a Night in Manhattan-type movie, rent Martin Scorsese's After Hours instead. Meru, directed by Jimmy Chin and Elizabeth Chai Vassarelvi. Renan Ozturk, Jimmy Chin, and Conrad Anker are three American mountain climbers. They're not ordinary hobbyists. These are the guys with weather-beaten faces you see staring sternly at a cloud on the cover of Outside magazine, or else dangling from a sheer face of a rock in National Geographic. Climbing is their life. Profession too. They make a living partly from taking the pictures and videotapes you see of the mountains they're climbing. But their white whale, their unconquerable peak, is a mountain called Meru. Meru is a formidable, bare, sheer peak of rock on a snow-covered mountain in the Himalayas. The top of it is known as the Shark's Fin. In comparison, Mount Everest is a popular tourist trap with plenty of Sherpas there to help would-be climbers carry their stuff. In Meru, which is at the source of the River Ganges in northern India, it's a do-it-yourself climb. Basically, you carry on your back everything you need to eat, wear, or use all the way up. You're on your own. So this movie chronicles the two attempts made by these driven climbers to get to the top of the basically unclimbable Meru. Okay, the photography in this movie is quite spectacular. And some of the incidents caught on film, like there's an avalanche on a mountainside that they're in, or shots of them inside the tent pinned near the top of a peak, they're amazing. So if you're into outdoor or extreme sports, or chronicles about guys who risk their lives climbing mountains and just because they're there, then this is a movie for you. You'll love it. Otherwise, it mainly has just that niche appeal. I liked it, but for the photography. The Transporter, Refueled, directed by Camille Delamar. Frank, played by Ed Skrein, is a driver in Monte Carlo. He's known for his unmatched skills in a car. He can get anyone, anywhere they want to go. No questions asked. Cops or robbers can't stop him, so when he's hired for a large sum of money by a mysterious woman to deliver a package, he agrees, of course. What he doesn't know is that the package consists of three beautiful women in identical blonde wigs and dark glasses, Anna, Gina, and Maria. Not only that, he has to pick them up right after they robbed a bank. And the money they stole, it belongs to Russian mobsters. The women are all former mobster employees, aka slaves of nefarious sex traffickers. They're getting back at them. But there's more to the story than that. They hire Frank again for another related job, and just to make sure he comes through, they kidnap his dad, Frank Sr., played by Ray Stevenson. And they give him a time-release poison to which they hold the only antidote. So he has to do the job or else his dad dies. They want to take down the mob, including Karasov, Serbian actor Radovoj Bukvic. But can Frank's lightning-fast fighting and driving skills, teamed with the vengeance-driven sex workers, defeat the worst Russian gangster pimps of Monaco? Okay. This is the latest installment in an endless action movie franchise that used to star Jason Statham as the transporter in earlier versions. It's dumb, it's ridiculous, it's sexist, it's riddled with logical impossibilities and hammy melodramatic acting. And the dialogue is atrocious. It's like they took a bad French script and then fed it into Google Translate to get the one they used. But, I gotta say, I appreciated this movie. I liked it. The chase scenes, the fight scenes, the shooting scenes, they're all good. And Ed Skrein, he's a credible replacement for Statham as the new artfully scarred driver. Okay, it's a crime action thriller. It's a B movie, maybe a C movie. Nothing great, but I still enjoyed it. Transporter Refueled opened earlier this week, and Meru and Before We Go both start today in Toronto and on video on demand. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.